Greetings and welcome to the PJP Mixtape Series. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, also known as PJP. The goal of this series is to grow the audience for jazz, but to also share the great wealth of Philadelphia performers with our listeners and to introduce these artists to listeners who aren't familiar with their work. Philadelphia is home to strong musical traditions like jazz, gospel, doo-wop, R&B, rock, and hip-hop. Our greatest strength has been the unexpected and wonderful blending and swirling of these traditions into new and fascinating musical creations. That's what we did, and that's what we still do. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some of the most talented vocalists and instrumentalists in the world.
Welcome to PJP's Mixtape Series. I'm Melissa Tally Palmer.
And I'm Julia Lopez. This is PJP Mixtape number one, and our first performer is singer-songwriter Toby Vent. Toby wrote lyrics to John Coltrane's classic composition, Equinox.
Y'all doing all right? Awesome. Give it up for Dewey one more time. I'm going to sing to y'all about heartbreak. Is that all right? That's cool? All right, cool.
Tell me how bruised can one heart be? I've been torn to pieces. Seems like I'm losing hope in me. Hey, I'm sitting here and I've been crying. My eyes are dry, tears are pouring from my soul. I feel like I don't want to feel again.
appreciate it, y'all.
Especially for Julia and Homer.
I love you too, baby.
I'ma sit down. Oh, break a doubt. You shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium. You shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium. Thank you. I'm Jay Sanders. Thank you so much.
Sultry Lauren Talese. She performed the classic Screaming Jay Hawkins song, I Put a Spell on You.
Before Lauren, we heard music from the great Jay Saunders. She beautifully transformed the rock anthem, Titanium.
And starting us off was Toby Vent performing Coltrane's Equinox.
Poetry is one way that many of us share our innermost feelings. Poet Beth Feldman Brandt has written a powerful series called Retro Love. These poems are about relationships and life before the internet.
Retro Love, the meeting. Because I once lived up the street and you once worked down the block. Because my friend knew your roommate and you went to school with my cousin. Because we both were at the same party at the house with the blue door and the dog. Because I had been waiting. Because that day you missed the bus. Because that day I walked instead. Because we found ourselves at the same corner, turned our heads at the same moment at the sound of the siren, and you looked so familiar. Like an old friend, I couldn't quite place. As the light turned green and the cars stopped, and we stepped off the curb together. Retro Love, The Call. I want to slow dial you. Finger hooked, number by number, waiting on each click sprung, inhale, exhalation. I want to cradle the handset. Hand curled, ear cupped, mouth encircled perforations. I want the tintinabulation. 1, 2, 3 rings before the connection. I want, hello, who's calling, please? I want to send my words down the rainbow-sheathed copper threads, each carrying its own consonant. I want to be clear. I want a direct extension, a landline anchor. I want to be hardwired to you. Pick up. Retro Love, The Song. When it's billed from the dashboard as we drove to the shore in my yellow Oldsmobile with the top down, and then, again, from the dial-tuned 77 WABC transistor radio on the blanket on the sand at Jones Beach, we figured Cousin Brucey was sending us a sign. And we spun that tune from the black vinyl LP held tenderly by the edges. Dropped the needle again and again so we could slow dance when we were together and sigh when we were apart. Until the groove wore down into a stutter skip right before the second chorus, making it irreplaceably ours. And now Cousin Brucey is pushing 80, and the tune has gone digital, its underlying hiss erased. But still, when I hear it, I wait for the stutter, the way my heart still skips at the first notes of us. Retro Love, The Kiss. Under the streetlight, at the end of the evening, lingering heart swell.
Does that take you back? You can check out more of Beth Feldman Brandt's poetry or the work of any of the artists on this mixtape at www.thillajazzproject.org.
And back to the music. Here's the legendary Barbara Montgomery singing Maria Muldaur's bluesy advice, What Bessie Told Me.
When I started to sing, and you know, you start writing music as well, and music is usually written all about, there's one subject, right? Manette, what is that we write about? It's a love thing, right? We got it, we don't got it, we want it, we don't want it. What are we going to do with it? Now, there is a woman I was very, very honored to meet just a couple of years ago. Now, she would be here tonight because she certainly qualifies to be a diva of diva nation. We've redefined the word. She had some amazing music in the late 60s, early 70s. Her name was Maria Muldaur. Anybody remember Miss Maria Muldaur? 73 years old now. She has done a CD or an album every year for 43 years. Now, she wrote a song that allowed her to keep on doing the music that is really close to her heart. She comes out of Louisiana, Pentecostal church, gospel tradition, and the blues. And it was called Midnight at the Oasis, for those of you who are of a seasoned generation. But I met her and she said, you know, you really need to do this song. And she was like a true diva, so caring and giving. And said, you need to sing this. So we're going to do this for you tonight. Now, ladies, I want you to take heed. Men, you probably should listen too, but ladies, you need to take this advice. If the shoe doesn't fit, honey, don't keep it on. If you're looking for a king, why settle for a pawn? If you don't want to stay, girl, get gone. It's all right. Bessie told me in a dream last night. If he raises his voice, look him straight in the eye. If he raises his hand, tell him don't even try. If he starts to raise him, tell him bye-bye, oh, I fight. Bessie Smith told me in my dream last night. Don't you mess with no dude that's rude and mean. Baby, don't you know you're a
told me that. Mrs. Smith told me, and I always take Bessie's advice.
Mr. Nairn's on saxophone up there. He's single, ladies. He is single. However, you did hear the advice. Carpet. Dripping down my legs, waiting for the train, anticipating I'll see you again. The heat is pressing me like lemons in a sieve, but when I see you, I'll have lemonade to give. It's really hot. Station. 3 blocks to go, hoping my hat will ward off the sweat, but every step I get more wet, dragging up the steps. I can't believe I'm not there yet. This wall of heat has got me beat. It's really hot. Open the door and we sweat a little more.
we could chill by the AC. Or you open the door and I sweat a little more. We could take a tour of my body. Really?
it begins to tell. Round midnight, round midnight, I do pretty well till after sundown. Supper time, I feel insane, but it is bad from midnight. Memories always start from midnight, from midnight. Haven't found the heart to stand those memories. When my heart is still with you, and on midnight knows it too. When a quarrel we had needs mending. Does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you, 'cause lately I find you're we
We just heard another one from Lauren Talese. She does it all. Jazz, R&B, and some Broadway stuff too. That tune was Lauren's interpretation of the classic and classy Round Midnight.
Before that was singer-songwriter Gretchen Elise doing her sexy, sultry tune, Hot.
And we started that little set with Barbara Montgomery singing What Bessie Told Me. What is this thing called love? Everybody has a story, and when it comes to relationships, most people have two stories.
In this segment, What Is This Thing Called Love?, PJP correspondent Asha Jackson asks everyday Philadelphians to define what love was for them. Check it out.
What is this thing called love? What is this thing called love? I feel like love is probably the thing that's hardest to define, which is why there's the question, like, what is love? I think that it's a force, you know, between two people. It's probably, like, the simplest way to describe it. And in my experiences of love, I would say that there is always a feeling of, like, mutual satisfaction in each other. So that, like, that's physical, that's, like, emotional, that's, like, mental, whatever it is, like, there is a sense of, like, you're really into me, I'm really into you, and we don't have to talk about it, we just know that it's there, and mutual, like, appreciation for each other, in a really, like, deep way,
What is this thing called love?
What is love? I think love is an emotional connection. It can be between people. It could be between nations. It could be between... People love their animals, so it could be between humans and animals. It's a connection. It's supposed to be an emotion, but I think it's a connection.
Okay, so first question. What is this thing called love?
This thing called love. I thought I knew what love was. I thought love was attraction. I thought love was infatuation. I think love is a concept or a term that's always constantly evolving. And so now I'm evolving with the term, and I think love means discipline or respect. I also think love means, to me, appreciation for another person, for another human.
Yes. All right. What is this thing called love?
I'm not sure if it's a noun or a verb, or it's definitely not an adjective. But I'm not quite sure.
Love is basically two people who have come to an understanding of how to understand each other. Love is something beautiful. It's something wonderful. It's something that you just feel. It's one of those things that, you know, there's certain things you feel. You can't really say. I could sit here all day and we could talk about this is love, that is love, this is love, that is love. But in the true sense of the word, love is a feeling. Love is how you react to a certain person, or how you feel about a certain person in their daily life. Love is really, if I was to put it in the most simplest definition for myself, if I love a woman, one, I will do anything and everything, bend over backwards to make sure she's happy. That's number one. Number two, I could care less what she looks like at any time. It doesn't matter. She wake up looking like Jekyll and Hyde. But that doesn't change the fact that I love her. You can let yourself go, just that and the third, I'm still going to love you. That's what love is.
All right.
Love is complex, isn't it? I remember when I met my first boo.
Well, enough about you, boo. We've got more music to play.
Yes. We're down to our last two songs. The first by the talented young singer, poet, Selena Carrera. She creates new lyrics to John Coltrane's treatment of My One and Only Love.
And she is followed by the awesome team of Barbara Walker and Kevin Valentine. They sing Michael Henderson's classic, Valentine Love. I'm Julia Lopez.
And I'm Melissa Tally Palmer. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Paz, mi gente.
My name is Selena Carrera. Love John Coltrane. Really honored to be here. So we're going to vibe over some in a sentimental mood. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy that.
that Valentine doesn't reach you, it's okay.
Now it's not as bad as you thought it would be.
No, baby.
I
what?
you for checking out this PJP mixtape. The PJP mixtape series was recorded and edited at Lynn Asha Studios, as well as at Turtle Studios. Additional live performances were recorded at venues throughout the Philadelphia area. Our theme music was provided by Bethlehem Roberson. The PJP Mixtape Series is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of the Painted Bride Art Center, with funding provided by the Wincoat Foundation. Shoot it, do 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 do